Give your attention then to the lessons that I've chosen for our Thanksgiving Day today. We'll look first of all at the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, but there in chapter 8. I'm going to read just a couple of more verses than what I've actually listed there, because one of the things that the Old Testament people oftentimes did, especially after they entered the Promised Land, they tended to forget the Lord. And Moses calls on them, even before they get into the Promised Land, not to forget the Lord. And, you know, sometimes that's something that we need to be reminded of as well. Listen to what Moses tells them. Chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. Be conscientious about carrying out the entire body of commands that I am giving you today, so that you may thrive and increase, and you may go in and possess the land that the Lord promised by oath to give to your fathers. Remember the whole journey on which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you and to test you, in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. So he humbled you and allowed you to be hungry. Then he fed you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known before, in order to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes you wore did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. So know in your heart that just as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Therefore you are to keep the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of gullies filled with water, a land with springs and groundwater that flows out into the valleys and down the mountains, a land with wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees for oil and honey, a land where you can eat bread and not be poor, where you will not lack anything, a land whose rocks are iron, and from whose mountains you can mine copper. Then you will eat, and you will be filled, and you will praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Be careful so that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and ordinances and his statutes that I am commanding you today. When you eat and are satisfied, and you build fine houses and move into them, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold increase, and everything that you have prospers, watch out so that your heart does not become arrogant and forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you were slaves. Do not forget the Lord, who led you in the great and terrifying wilderness where there were venomous snakes and scorpions, where the thirsty ground had no water, but the Lord made water come out of a flint rock for you. Do not forget the Lord, who in the wilderness fed you manna, which your fathers had not known before, to humble you and to test you so that you would be good, so that it would be good for you later on. You might say in your heart, my ability and the power of my hand have earned this wealth for me. But then you are to remember that the Lord your God is the one who gives you the ability to produce wealth, to confirm his covenant that he promised your fathers with an oath, as he does to this day. Our first lesson. The psalm today is Psalm 103. It's printed for you on that single sheet insert in your bulletins. We'll join to sing the psalm, Psalm 103. Second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Today in chapter 9, we'll start there at verse 6. The Apostle Paul calls on us to remember Remember, the Old Testament lesson told us not to forget. The Apostle Paul calls on us to remember from whom all our blessings come. Paul says, this is what I mean. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. The one who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one should give as he has determined in his heart, not reluctantly or under pressure, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will overflow in every good work. As it is written, he scattered, he gave to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. And he who provides seed to the sower and bread for food will provide and multiply your seed for sowing and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so that you may be generous in every way, which produces thanksgiving to God through us. Our second lesson. Take the hymnal now and open to hymn number 740. We'll sing just the first two verses, hymn number 740. And our gospel lesson for today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. We begin there at verse 11. This is the standard reading for Thanksgiving, and an appropriate one, too. It's the parable, the account of Jesus healing the lepers, and how many come back to say thank you? On another occasion, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. When he entered a certain village, 10 men with leprosy met him. Standing at a distance, they called out loudly, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, thanking him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus responded, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." This is the gospel of our Lord. We'll respond with the hymn that's printed on the bottom of page 2 and goes on to page 3. Forgive us, Lord, hymn number 754 from the hymnal.